Angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk about health, wealth, self-love, along with manifesting your dream reality. So go ahead and rate and review and share with your friends because everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. Hi, my love. I'm so freaking happy to be here and be chatting with you. I've been kind of like a little depressy lately. I mean, I get that way throughout the entire winter. Whenever I'm like stuck inside and I can't do anything, it really makes me upset. But it's warming up here in New York City. I think it's like 60s this week. But the sad thing is, I'm still stuck inside. Well, not inside, but like I'm crippled right now. I don't know what happened, but like a week ago today, I was at work and my knee was kind of like popping. If you didn't know, I'm a stripper. So I was at work, very physically active, hard labor, I don't know, type of job. And my knee was like popping. I said that already. And then I woke up in the morning in like excruciating pain. I'm sorry, I'm acting like this is my doctor appointment right now, but like, listen, I just got to update you. So woke up in pain. I felt this pain on my other knee before in the past. So I didn't really think too much of it. But then the next day it was even worse and I had to work. It was the last 2 days of February and I needed to make rent money because I'm literally like the most procrastinative person ever. I don't know if that's a word. Love that for me. But my knee gave out. So couldn't go to work. It was really upsetting. I don't know if any like athletes are listening, but like how depressing is it when you are a very active person and you rely on your body and then your body gives out and it's like, babes, what? Like I didn't even do anything. It's not like I fell over drunk. It's not like I remember falling over drunk. I might have. I don't know. But it's like, bro, like I needed you. My knee, I needed you. And now here I am like in bed with this. I literally have this super huge brace on my knee now. I look like I have a peg leg. It was really funny because when I went to the doctor to get it, I told him I'm a dancer. I usually don't tell doctors after my first really weird experience telling a doctor that I'm a dancer, but this time I felt like it was necessary for me to say that I'm a dancer so he knows how physically active I am. And so he's like, so like, what did you do that hurt it? And I told him, you know, I don't really think I like did anything specific. I think it's just the fact that like I'm doing all this intense dancing and I don't stretch and I don't take care of my body. And he's like, oh, so like nothing happened? I was like, well, I think it's this one dance move that I do that maybe made my knee hurt. And he's like, so what is the dance move? And I was like, oh, it's just a move where like one of my knees is bent. And he's like, oh, okay, so that's why it's only on one. Can you show me the move? And I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna bust it down for you right now. I'm not. It was so awkward. And it was like, he had already given me the brace. He had already like prescribed me to go get an MRI. Recommended me to go get an MRI. So it's like, what do you need to see the move for, you weirdo? But it gave me a little giggle. It was funny. But yeah, that's why dancers don't tell doctors what we do because it always gets weird. Always 10 times out of a 10. What? 10 times out of 10, it always gets weird. So we just keep it to ourselves. But yeah, so that's where I've been at. That's what's been going on with me. But I will say, I feel so grateful for my mindset. I feel so grateful for what I know about the universe. I'm so grateful that I trust in the universe because when all of this happened, in my mind, I didn't say like, oh, poor me. Like now I can't make my rent. Now I can't da 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 da. Now I can't do this. Now I can't do that. I didn't go to that really negative place, which is really easy to go when you are suffering from some like debilitating injury. Like I can walk, but I am not supposed to be walking so that I can actually fucking heal. You know what I mean? Like it's debilitating. And instead of being a poor me ass a bitch, you know what I did? I was like, you know what? Let me look at this for a second. I was really upset the first day. Once I was able to like calm down and like really start to think like, why did this happen? Like everything is divine. You know what I mean? Like everything is in the universe's hands. It's all for a freaking reason. And in my thought process, I came to the conclusion that the universe is sick of seeing me dance. Like the universe wants me to get the fuck up out of that club so bad. And it's funny because ever since I moved to New York and went back to dancing, I've been getting like sick. I never get sick. My body is doing everything it can to keep me out of that club. Like it's so funny. And it really was a huge wake up call for me because in my mind, the money is in the club. You know what I mean? Like I'm a stripper, so I can go to work and make a decent amount of money in a night in cash and go home and be so like pleased with myself, right? But what is a little $600 to what I'm actually trying to do? It's chump change. You know what I mean? Like, I have evolved past the club a while ago. I already knew that. But I have this thing in my head where it's like, oh my God, I can only make money in the club. And that is something that I need to check, because then guess what? I'm only going to be able to make money in the club. Okay. I'm trying to make money off of my podcast. I'm trying to make money off of my YouTube channel. I'm trying to make money off of, you know, just like talking to you guys, honestly. Like, that's the best thing that I could do. If I were to think about my dream life, it would absolutely be me talking to myself, to you guys, but to myself. You know, I'm sitting here by myself. Like, that's weird. Like, that would be my dream job, talking to myself. Yes, I know. I have a little bit of a mental issue. But you know what I mean? Like, why am I putting the strip club on such a pedestal when I should be the one on that pedestal? I'm the money maker. I can do 10 times more if I were to invest time, sit my ass down, invest time in this podcast. Maybe if I stopped skipping weeks. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of things outside of the club that I need to focus on and get in check so that I can get to that next level. Okay. And this right here, me not being able to work, was the final sign that I needed to really get my shit together. And when I say my shit, I mean like investing more time into my businesses, which is my podcast, which is my new YouTube channel. By the way, I just made a new YouTube channel. Maybe I'll link it. Maybe I won't. And the reason I said I'm so grateful for my mindset is because I could have so easily been like, oh my God, poor me. Like, now I can't make money. Like, oh my God, I can't make any money. Now my life is over. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I would have completely missed the whole message and the whole point, which is get out the club and get your business going. You know what I mean? And I'm saying all this to help you reflect on maybe some things that you've experienced in your life where you felt like it was just bad luck. Like, ugh, I have such bad luck. I could be that person. I could totally be that person that everything bad happens to me. Universe, this is off the record. I'm not actually saying this. I'm quoting a potential version of me that doesn't exist. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I just had to say that in case they start picking up on things. So think back onto some things that you really thought were for you, like a job that you applied for, or a school that you applied for, or a house that you applied for that you didn't get accepted for. In that moment, when you are being rejected, that is not the time to say, poor me, oh my God, everything bad happens to me. That is the time to say, oh, thank God, because there's something better, right? If you go back to the episode where I told you guys how I manifested my apartment in New York City, there were a lot of nice apartments that I was getting told no for. They're like, nope, nope, nope. Somebody else got it. Too expensive. Da da da. But when it came down to the best apartment, that was the one that I was approved for. Had I been approved for the mediocre ones before I got the best option, I would have been in a mediocre apartment, right? No's are not always no's. They are most of the time, I've got something better for you. And believing that and knowing that is going to enhance your life by a billion. I promise you, I'm actually not kidding. When something goes wrong, know something is about to go right. That is what you need to know. A great example of this is when I moved to New York City and I was auditioning at clubs. I went and auditioned at a club in the city where I totally thought I already had the job. Like, a friend actually brought me there and they like knew the owner, and he told me, he's like, you got the job, you don't have to audition. When I got there, dude literally said, I need to lose weight. And I didn't get the job. Had I been like, oh my God, poor me, that fucking sucks. Like, ugh, you know, I would have probably not wanted to go back out there and audition. Like, hearing that you've gained weight is not a flattering experience. But instead, I literally looked at that and said, okay, cool. Like, I'm being protected from this club for some reason. Like, I'm not working at this specific club for some reason. Let me go find the club that I'm supposed to work at. And I told myself, whatever club I end up at is going to be the best option for me. And guess what? A couple weeks later, I found out that that first club that I auditioned at is a full service club, meaning like they do the whole thing. Like, it's a brothel. It's literally a brothel. And I personally am not a full service sex worker. So working in a club like that would not be for me, right? So the universe already protected me from that experience of getting to a club, getting hired, and finding out that people are doing the dirty, you know? I feel a lot of people are under the impression that manifesting is just getting what you want. No, sometimes you need to get a lesson in there. From time to time, you're not just gonna get blessing after blessing after blessing. It's like more like blessing, lesson, blessing, lesson, blessing, lesson, 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 than another blessing. That is how it goes. And in those lessons, sometimes that's pretty painful. Okay, so a lot of people, they're like, oh, I love manifesting for that first little moment when they start to realize like you can speak things into existence. But then once you start evolving and those lessons start to come in, it's not as fun anymore, is it? No. And now you're like, manifestation sucks. Manifestation doesn't work. My sister said that to me. She was like, it works for a little bit and then it stops working. Oh, right. Because you were only looking to have all the positives. You weren't looking to grow. You weren't looking to learn. You weren't looking to take those lessons, make changes so that you can get into that next level, evolve, and get that next level of blessings, right? Okay. So if you're actually down for manifesting, you need to be down for a little bit of pain, a little bit of lessons, a little bit of life challenges. You know what I mean? Staying in the same spot, it might be comfortable, but it's freaking boring, first of all. And second of all, it's safe. When you step outside of that comfort zone and you start making and taking those risks, then you start to get rewarded with bigger blessings. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there are relationships that we have that without them, we wouldn't be the person that we are. Even if they were the most painful, toxic, horrible relationship ever, that was still so necessary for you to grow into the woman that you are, or man, that you are today. My ex, the one, Tyler, you guys know what I'm talking about? What a horrible experience that was. But if I did not have that experience, I would not be sitting in New York City right now doing what I'm doing. I would still be in the same spot that I was before I met him. He helped me grow immensely. He was a pain in my fucking ass, but without those 2 years of excruciating pain, I would not have grown into the woman that I am today. I would not be as far along as I am today. So when you're going through those experiences and you want to sit there and say, poor me, why me, this sucks, ugh, babes, that is your lesson. That is your life. That is your story. Accept it. See what you need to learn from it so it doesn't keep happening. When you try and avoid the pain and when you try and move around it, that's when it reoccurs. That's when it keeps coming back because you didn't pass that test. I remember like an old like Facebook quote. It's said like, God will send you the same test over and over until you pass. And that's fucking true. The universe is going to test you and see if you are even ready to take on the next level of blessings. Because with growth comes more responsibility, okay? Every single time I level up, I don't just like enter this world of peace where now I'm vacationing every day. No, every time I level up, I have more and more things that I have to do to like continue on this journey. Don't manifest if you don't want to work, okay? Do not manifest if you do not want to work. Manifesting is not for lazy people. It's not for scared people. It's not for anybody that wants to stay exactly where they are. You are going to be made uncomfortable so that you move out of the position that you're in so that you can go into that next realm, okay? The reason you're so uncomfortable is because you're not where you're supposed to be. The reason why I keep getting hurt at this damn strip club is because I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be working my fucking ass off to get out of there. And I've been slacking. So the universe is making me uncomfortable, making sure that I can't fucking dance. Babe's got a whole damn peg leg on me right now. Like, it's that way for a reason. And the more that you try and fight these lessons or these obstacles and try and avoid them and go around them instead of getting the fuck through it and finishing the race, the more time you're going to spend on that track, okay? And you're just going to be running in circles. Running in circles until you actually figure out how to handle what has been put in front of you. You're just gonna be running in circles, okay? So stop sitting around acting like the universe is doing something to you, because sometimes that pain is your blessing. That uncomfortability is your blessing. Me finally waking up in that relationship and realizing that I am in a very, very, very dark, sad place, me realizing that I needed to get the fuck up out of there, the point of uncomfortability that I had made it to where I cannot sit in this relationship anymore. That is what I needed. That pain is what I needed to get out. Start looking at the lessons that the universe is giving you and actually fucking learning something, okay? It's an open book quiz. Every single lesson is an open book quiz. You have the answers already. They're in front of your face. Pass that fucking test so you can go on to that next lesson so you can get that next blessing. Because remember, I said it goes lesson, blessing, lesson, blessing, lesson, lesson, lesson. Not blessing, 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 blessing. Doesn't do that, okay? Start looking at the situation that you are in. See what you are supposed to be learning from. Always remain teachable. That is the most underrated quality in people these days. Everybody wants to be a master and everybody wants to be a guru. But babes, remaining teachable is the best thing you can do for yourself. I had a conversation with a woman on TikTok the other day about marijuana addiction. And she's a drug counselor and she's trying to tell me that marijuana is not addictive when I have absolutely been addicted to marijuana for the last like 10 years of my life and have had like physical withdrawals, things of that sort. And she, in that moment, was like, you know what? Thank you so much for educating me on your experiences, because it's important for me to learn these things, because I have had a training in, you know, drug counseling. But with your information and hearing your story, I now have a new found understanding. And like that to me was the most, that was a learning lesson for me, the way that she handled that and the way that she acknowledged that. And like, didn't, you know how sometimes doctors, they're like, I know better because I read a book. Okay, well, I know better because it's my life. And I'm telling you, this hurts, or this is that, you know? And I was so pleased with her response in that. And it just inspired me to remain teachable in my own life. You know what I mean? As much as I know, I don't know shit. Okay, I don't know a goddamn thing. Everything that I'm talking about on this podcast, I learned it like days before. Okay, I'm literally talking to you about my life in real time when it's happening and how I'm dealing with things and like what this lesson meant for me and like maybe you can apply this to your life. Da 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 da. I know nothing. I'm learning with you guys, okay?
But what we learned today is that
not all negative things are an actual negative experience. Sometimes that's just the uncomfortability you need to experience to push yourself out of the place you're not supposed to be in. Karmic relationships are a real thing, guys. Maybe we can talk about that in another episode. And the other thing is not every no is a no. Sometimes a no means I have something better for you. Actually, every single time a no means I have something better for you, okay? Start looking for those opportunities, okay? Getting shut down is an opportunity. Say thank you, universe. Thank you for protecting me from whatever it is that was not meant for me. When you get rejected from a job, say thank you, universe, because that wasn't for me. Clearly, I trust you. You know best. I'm listening to you. I told you the destination I want to get to. Take me there however you would like, right? You tell the universe exactly what you want. You be specific. You tell them where you want to go, what you want to be, who you want to see, da-da-da-da-da. Let them determine the path. Let them determine the path. If you start fighting them on the route, it's going to take you so much longer to get there. Just let them, hands off the wheel, let them drive, autopilot, learn the things that you need to learn on the way there, and call it a fucking day. Trust in somebody that's bigger than you, and that somebody is the universe, okay? And with all that being said, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I love you guys so much. There's honestly nobody better than you guys, because the fact that I skip weeks and you guys still come back or like literally will message me and be like, bitch, where the fuck are you? I appreciate you so much. You keep me on track. If it wasn't for you guys, I really honestly would not have continued doing this. So thank you guys for yelling at me and telling me that I'm being stupid and I need to get back to it, because I do. I am being stupid and I do need to get back to it. And if I want to get out of the club, bitch, this is where I need to be, I think. If the universe says this ain't it, then this ain't it. But right now, I feel like the universe is saying this is it, okay? I love you so, so much. I will talk to you next week. You can go ahead and You can go ahead and DM me on Instagram at Helly's Angel. Also, TikTok at Helly's Angel. I have a new YouTube, Helly's World. I have one video up where I talk about how I was tricked into becoming a stripper. Cute little story time. Go check it out. And I will talk to you next week. I love you. Mwah.